Welcome to today's Vrenchka Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Central College President Mark Putnam joins us on today's program to preview the 2015 fall semester at Central College.
Just let folks know some of the things that have been changing over the summer and some of the things that you've been working on over the summer as well.
It's always interesting to me when people ask about the summer, as they assume I don't work and no one else on campus works. So it's a time, though, of incredible activity on campus. You look at, I think we're going to be above 4,000 high school students here for camps and conferences and clinics and all kinds of events and activities. So it's certainly a time of great activity, and we're delighted to have students doing research here this summer. Students who are doing internships. So there's a kind of a different pace to summer, but still a very vital period of time. And as you know, it's a time where we can actually take on a lot of projects. And the physical space that has been addressed is certainly a continued work and refinements for the Maytag Student Center. And just wonderful, generous support still from the Maytag Family Foundation, also from one of our alums and trustees, Tom Coos, who's CEO of Weber Grill, in supporting an outdoor kitchen that's going to be on that patio, as well as the graduating class. The seniors this year donated their class gift toward that project. So it's coming down to the wire, and I think as I walk by, I'm seeing a lot of finishing touches starting to appear, but it's a process that we've approached creating greater access. So we've put some steps in, we've taken the rail fence that has been around that down, and we're going to have some bench seating and some outdoor seating and trying to create more of a gathering space, which is an extension of the theme for the main floor of Maytag. It's really about gathering. So we're looking forward to seeing how students will use that. The athletic complex continues on its pace of continued renewal and development. This summer has been focused on the East Stadium and trying to improve accessibility because we certainly have to be responsive to ADA requirements and expectations and our own values with respect to supporting people with disabilities, but also improving walkways and green space and access points that I think are going to be really very rewarding for people who are enjoying the fan experience there. Also, just some dressing up and cleaning up and neatening up. We've done some things to improve handicap parking and bus and coach parking. So some of these things you'd look at and say, well, they're functionally great, but I think people will also be very pleased aesthetically. We had a few other things, too, along the way that are smaller projects. A wonderful donated gift of time and energy and equipment for our organic garden. Ames Construction, that's working on the hydroelectric facility at Red Rock, donated their time and equipment to help us clear that space and expand it significantly. So we're looking forward to more activity down there that will continue to evolve. A few things in the chapel that we've upgraded, as well as the lobby area of Central Hall and Doustra.
And a lot of students will soon be occupying those spaces on the first day of classes. In terms of academically, what are some of the things that folks will notice new? I know that there was a committee that met earlier this summer focused on sustainability education, for one example, that we talked to some of those professors. So I'm sure that's just one of many changes that folks will notice. And of course, a new major that's going to be coming around too, a big announcement from the spring.
Yes, engineering is being added. And in fact, we have accelerated its implementation. And I give great credit to the faculty in what is now the Physics and Engineering Department, and as well as our academic leadership and Mary Stryer, Dean. What we decided to do was bring in two faculty members right away. So we have two colleagues joining the existing faculty in physics and engineering, and we're going to be installing the first 2 years of the curriculum almost immediately. So they've been working since the spring and through the summer on getting all of those arrangements in place to do that. And then we'll be in the process of looking for an additional faculty member to add to that department over the course of this year, presumably starting next summer. So the installation of that program is certainly a priority, and it has taken some physical adaptations within the Vermeer Science Center, as well as a curricular development that's really important. We can't thank enough our partners locally. This program is possible because of the partnership with Vermeer Manufacturing, with Pella Corporation, with Precision, because they have been standing with us in support and encouragement and looking forward to having this kind of a program present in Pella.
And then sustainability, I know that's always been a big thing, and that continues to grow. It seems like your staff is growing every time we talk. Brian Campbell, of course, was the new director earlier this spring, and then you're bringing in others to kind of fill in around, and sustainability is going to take another big step this year, it seems.
It is. We received a wonderful grant from the Margaret Cargill Foundation that's helped to support that program development. This is something that grew out of the faculty in the very early 90s, and we sort of got to the place where we said, what it's going to take to get to the next level. And some substantial grant writing and support from others has yielded a new program platform, and Brian's addition has been terrific. And so I think you're going to see in the programmatic structure as well as some of the physical infrastructure, things like the organic garden, some of the ways in which we are managing and being able to monitor building energy usage, things like that. Brian is working in many different areas with sustainability on campus, and having someone in that role has, I think, given us another jump start. He's a great addition.
That concludes today's Rensselaer Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.